This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for the week of Friday, March 18th to Thursday, March 24th, 2005. As leaders of Arab countries convened in Algeria this week to discuss the Arab-Israeli conflict, among other issues, United States officials met with Israeli and Palestinian leaders regarding Israeli settlement expansion, and the European Union accused Israel of violating the roadmap for Middle East peace by planning the construction of 3,500 new housing units in the largest West Bank settlement, Ma'ale Adumim. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Information Center documented ongoing Israeli human rights violations in Palestine this week. The center reported that the Israeli military arrested 20 Palestinians, including 3 children, and injured 10. Israeli soldiers shot and wounded 3 Palestinian students as they were leaving school in Ramallah on Saturday, according to a Palestinian news agency. A witness said that Israeli soldiers opened fire at a group of 16-year-old schoolboys from Belayin and Wasfa villages as they were trying to cross the wall on their way home from school. Naif Ghazi was shot with a tear gas canister in the back. Yassin Ashab was shot with a rubber-coated metal bullet in the head. And Zaki Zaki was shot with a rubber-coated metal bullet in the eye. In Gaza, the Israeli military effectively imprisoned 16 Palestinian families with barbed wire and iron gates surrounding their homes. Israeli soldiers controlling the entrance informed the residents that they will be allowed to leave or enter the area only during the hours of 6 to 8 in the morning, 10:30 a.m. to noon, and 3 to 5:30 in the afternoon. The enclosed area, inhabited by 150 Palestinians, is surrounded by settlement streets and military zones, completely blocking it from the rest of the Palestinian areas in the Gaza Strip. Tuesday morning, residents of Atuani village in the southern Hebron Hills reported that Israeli settlers from Ma'on settlement planted poison pellets on grazing land of sheep owned by local Palestinians. Atuani resident Hafaz said that 3 sheep have died and 20 are sick from the poisoning.
What happened on Tuesday, the shepherds from Tuani always going to the settlement Havat Ma'on, and the shepherds find poison in that area, and the total 20 sheep were very sick and 3 were dead. Not only the sheep, but also the 4 deer were dead. They were grazing in that area. We take some of the water to check in Bethlehem and in Ramallah. We don't sure if they affected the will or not. The settlers from this settlement, Havat Ma'on, they always attack the shepherds in that area. We called the Israeli police and came there and took pictures for the poison, but that's it.
2 senior U.S. diplomats, National Security Council official Elliot Abrams and Assistant Secretary of State for the Near East, David Welsh, arrived in Israel Wednesday morning and met with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. A source at the U.S. Foreign Ministry said the envoys handed Sharon a letter demanding clarification on the Israeli decision to build thousands of new settlement houses between Jerusalem and the West Bank settlement Ma'ale Adumim. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat asked the American envoys to help block the settlement expansion, warning that the planned construction would cut off East Jerusalem and isolate it from the rest of the Palestinian areas. Jad Ishaq, the director of the Applied Research Institute of Jerusalem, said that new settlement construction undermines efforts to create a viable Palestinian state.
Not only in Ma'ale Adumim that the expansion is going on. Between March 2004 and August 2004, this Israeli government announced the approval of tenders for 4,000 additional housing units in West Bank settlement. However, we found also that during 2004, not only 4,000 units were being built, but instead there were 15,000 units being built in the West Bank settlement. Well, it's very clear that what Sharon intends to do is he wants to establish facts on the ground and undermine any Palestinian state to be established on the West Bank, which has any real meaning in the sense of being a state that could be viable, that could become economically sustainable. And I'm afraid that this recent activity is feeding into Sharon's hand. There will be no chance for creating any viable Palestinian state. Jerusalem has been Israelized, and there's no Palestinian person who will accept
In other settlement news, Israeli newspaper Ma'ariv revealed in a report published Friday that the Greek Orthodox Church secretly sold church land in East Jerusalem to Jewish investors. According to Ma'ariv, Nicholas Papadimas, the administrator of the Greek Orthodox Church properties, made the deal and left the country with millions of U.S. dollars. The deputy of Patriarch Irenaeus I denied any knowledge of the land sale. Much of the property of the Greek Orthodox Church, which is the second largest landowner in the area, was donated by local Palestinian Christian families. Father Atullah Hanna, an archimandrite of the Greek Orthodox Church in Jerusalem, denounced the land sale and called for the resignation of the Patriarch Irenaeus.
This is a treason against the Orthodox Church, our country, our people, and the Palestinian caution. We all reject and denounce this criminal act. We demand that the Patriarch resigns immediately and take responsibility for what he did. He should be questioned, sued, and take the necessary legal procedures to cancel the bargain. We reject the sale of the Orthodox properties, which are for the service of the Church and the Palestinians, both Christians and Muslims. There will be a series of protests and actions, and they will not stop until the bargain is cancelled and the Patriarch Irenaeus steps down.
On Wednesday, Arab leaders convening in Algeria relaunched a 2002 peace initiative which offered Israel normal relations with Arab governments in return for a full Israeli withdrawal from areas occupied in 1967, including the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and the Golan Heights. Dr. Mustafa Barghouti of the Palestinian National Initiative said that Arab leaders should focus on ending the Israeli occupation of Palestine rather than normalizing relations with Israel.
For the Palestinian cause, the initiative of the Arab summit is good, but we rejected any attempt to normalize relations with Israel before the resolution of the Arab-Israeli conflict. Instead, we should prioritize an Israeli withdrawal from occupied Palestinian territories to the June 4, 1967 borders, allowing the establishment of an independent Palestinian state and applying the United Nations resolution that recognized the right of return for the Palestinian refugees.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military invaded West Bank areas of Qalqilia, Jenin, Nablus, Tukaram, Tubas, Jerusalem, and Hebron this week. Tuesday night, Israel imposed a general closure over the entire West Bank and Gaza Strip for the duration of the Jewish holiday Purim, which began Thursday evening and lasts until Sunday. For the International Middle East Media Center, I'm Marcy Garrett in Beit Sahur, Palestine.